Right, we'll take a break from the news items there, as there's one or two notices to give you. Firstly, we've been told of a concert at Bolton's own Victoria Hall on Saturday 11th of May. The concert will be given by the Bolton Symphony Orchestra, along with guest artists and singers. The theme of the concert is A New Day, and will feature music by Vaughan Williams, Beethoven and others. Tickets are priced at £13, but with no concessions, but children under 11 are free. And the tickets can be obtained by contacting 01204 522 569 or via the orchestra's website, which is www.boltonsymphony.org.uk, and that's all in lowercase. Next notice is on Saturday, April 27th, that's this coming Saturday, at Holy Trinity Parish Church in Horwich, there will be a St. George's Day concert in aid of the Church Tower Fund. And Haslingden and Helmshaw Brass Band will be performing. Entrance fee for that is £10 and the event starts at 7:30 p.m. Then on Sunday 28th of April, that's next Sunday, Bolton will commemorate International Workers' Day, remembering those who lost their lives whilst carrying out their normal employment. It's being organised by the Trade Union Council, and trade unionists will gather at the Bolton Unison offices at the CVS building on Bold Street in the town centre at around 10:30 a.m. They will then walk to Victoria Square with their banners to arrive there at around 11 a.m. where they will hear a series of short speeches, and around noon there will be a minute silence followed by the laying of wreaths and flowers at the cenotaph. And finally, the iconic fundraiser Fort Alice Fells Walk will take place on Saturday, July 6th. And this year, a new 4.5 kilometre route option has been announced, in addition to the usual 9 kilometre length walk. The route takes walkers across the Pennine Moors, walking over Winter Hill and Rivington Pike, with walkers taking in the scenic views of the Cumbrian Fells, Blackpool and the Manchester skyline, assuming it's a fine day, of course. Registration for the walk is £12.50 to take part, and you'll get a Fort Alice Fells t-shirt, a fundraising pack, a medal, and what's more, there'll be a Carr's pasty at the finish line for you. It's worth doing just for that. All proceeds raised from the event will help Fort Alice continue the vital work that they provide for victims of domestic abuse and their families. And if you'd like further details on how to register for the walk, head to their website www.fortalice.org.uk or contact them on by email on fundraising@fortalice.co.uk. That's all lowercase, fundraising@fortalice.co.uk. Okay, after that marathon, back to the news items, and we'll start off with some news from the Royal Bolton Hospital. Then Gina will relate an item about where the MMR vaccine can be taken, and we'll finish with a couple of items on another subject that is a blight on our daily lives, vandalism.